Yeah, I'm here with Dan Moxon. So we're standing in the doorway because it's kind of gotten cold. It is Thursday evening. That means $4.50 pints at Fog. And it just so happens that I've been saying a show that is, you know, one of those shows you just go, I cannot believe this actually came together. Dan, in Ben Sinister, tell me how the hell you did work this out, because I had a band called Huron booked. And then you messaged me. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't not have these guys play. So how do I make it work? Did you just...
Right. Well, I looked at your schedule, and I kind of picked a few bands that I thought were pretty, you know, looked pretty good.
Is that what you did?
And then I just went to their MySpaces and got in touch. And when I talked to Huron, you know, they were like, oh, we've been fans of your guys' for a couple of years. Well, I'd love to have you on the show, you know. And then it even actually ended up being... them being like, oh, well, maybe would you want to join us for a few other shows? And if we didn't end up having it, didn't work out, but due to timing, but it would have been sweet, you know, to just connect. And so yeah, they're pumped, we're pumped. And then I just, as soon as they said yes, then I got in touch with you, and I was like, I think they're down, let's do it, you know.
Well, and we have Eric Welton's band playing. You have a band member, Joel, originally from Chatham, who knows Eric personally. So Eric Welton's band is going to open up, and the show starts at 9. So if you are listening to this, yeah, you're going to miss things if you don't get on your horse and get down here. Ben Sinister didn't play here for a while. It's been since the PA Festival, the Fog Avalon Festival in 07 or something.
It is, yeah. It's been a bit of a while. Last we were here the following year, but then we just didn't actually make it out to Windsor that time through. We kind of played, you know, Montreal, Toronto, and that was about it when we were out here, because we were on a, you know, opening slot of another tour. But I'm happy this time we're kind of hanging out in Toronto for a little while, so we had a chance to kind of book a few shows here and there and just hang out, you know, play shows on the weekends and hang out during the week in Toronto.
You have a new album, which is great. You have new merch since the last time I saw you, which, believe me, I mean, bands come here 2 years later with the same stuff often, so I'm glad you have new stuff. I'm sure fans and people who actually have a memory are very happy that there's something new for them to buy. So what's new with you guys? I know I was keeping an eye on this Peak Performance Project thing happening in the West Coast. You won some money for being one of the better bands in the entire city of Vancouver, which is pretty cool.
It
and
was
now
BC based contest.
So ooh, the entire
not
province.
That,
I'm
not,
sorry,
not that BC not has, to brag. Has tons of you know, it's basically the Lower Mainland and a few scattered cities. You know, but. Yeah, I don't know. We came in third place in that contest, which gave us $50,000, which was...
Oh, my God. How
is that a third place price?
Well, first was $150,000,
that's
which
ridiculous.
Is very ridiculous. It's basically just tour support and radio money and publicity and promo, and you don't just get a check. Though we do have a giant check in the back of the van for $50,000, but the you big, can't actually cat, you know, the big giant checks
what
that
are
they give you.
The one, yeah, the... there's a word for that. Oh, man.
Publishers, clearinghouse type stuff.
Yes.
So we used the money. The initial plan was to come out here for about 3 months and just we all have places to stay in Toronto, and then we're going to just play the shows that came our way and just focus on writing as a band and just being here and doing, you know, whether it's shows with the band or our own solo shows or just basically changing scenes from Vancouver, because we've been this band that's from Vancouver that tours across once or twice a year, is in Toronto for one night, and then you're gone, and then you never actually have a chance to really network a bit more.
We got cut off because a phone call came through there, but you're saying you don't often get a chance to network when you're only doing, you know, once or twice a year. When you get to kick around a city or a province for a while that has a bunch of cities close together, there's more opportunity.
Exactly. And that was my kind of end goal, was to come out here and stick around. It turns out we're going to fly back for a little while
and
hang out in town in Vancouver, and then come back in May and finish touring around and go down to New York. Just due to we've got some new singles. We're going to release a new EP. In a nutshell, because we got cut off there, we're going to be touring around a lot in May. We've got some new singles and a new record that we're going to actually try to have a slight bit of crossover to the mainstream world of just pure rock.
There it is. Look for them, even if you're not in Windsor. Check it.